Okay, well, for better or for worse, in the restaurant business, I've met a lot of famous and semi-famous people over the years.
Oh, I'm sure, especially out east, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, even politics. I mean, from Hillary Clinton all the way down to, you know, the guy from Charlie's Angels, Bosley, you know what I mean? And the whole gamut in between, you know?
Yes.
So we had this D-level celebrity come into one of the restaurants.
Are you going to drop a name?
Not going to drop a name.
All right.
I'm going to tell you that I'm more famous than her, though.
All right, okay.
So she comes in all diva'd up, you know, and she's telling us she wants to book this catering gig and how lucky we are to get it and you know, the crowd's going to glitter and our reputation will be enhanced. And, you know, for all of this wonderful stuff she's given us, she's expecting a little financial compensation.
I got you. Know? Okay, yeah.
I wasn't really in the mood. So... we threw in the cappuccinos and called it a day. You know
okay,
I mean?
All right. So you gave her something.
So the data thing comes. It's 45 people in the afternoon. She shows up in a stretch limo in a bridal gown with a cake in a box.
Oh, no.
With the name of the bakery emblazoned on the front. You know what I mean?
Yes,
carrying it in.
Yes,
you know what I mean? Yes. In the wedding dress.
Yeah, right.
We didn't know it was going to be a wedding.
Oh,
right?
My gosh.
So 45 guests come in. They're all carrying on this, that, and the other thing. And everybody's having a good time. And comes towards the end of the party. She pulls one of the waitresses over. She goes, you know, I'm ready to talk about the bill. So she goes, well, wait a minute, I'll get Adam, my partner, you know. So Adam says, well, you know, the bill's this, that. And she says, well, I can't put the bill this way. You got to give me separate checks. He goes, what are you talking about? She says, separate checks for the guests.
Oh, my gosh, seriously.
He goes, you want me to issue 47 separate checks? She goes, yes.
Oh,
he goes, how the hell do I know who ate and drank what? Nobody has a name tag.
Yeah.
You know, I had the prime rib, six cocktails, and a dessert, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It was ridiculous. I'm not doing it. She goes, well, I didn't bring any money. So he goes, who books a wedding, you know what I mean, without telling us,
yes.
with no money? She says, well, I thought they were going to pay. He says, then you better start collecting. She goes, well, that's embarrassing. He goes, yeah, I know. That's why I didn't want to do it. So anyway, she goes around like with a sack that they usually put the, you know, the envelopes
in. Yeah,
and she's collecting money like she's, you know, one of those Salvation Army workers, you know, around Chris, ding, ding, you know.
It's time to pay.
And finally she came up with the money, and I'm thinking,
gosh.
Show business, heavy on the show, light on the business.